almost forgotten how of paramount importance weather forecasts become when you are on vacation and spending most of your time outdoors. You literally live from one to the next to the next. And boy, did I luck out these past 2 weeks. One rainy day, one cloudy day, but the rest all sunny and none of that oppressive heat that you were saddled with, I am told. So for those to whom it is of the highest importance, let's go to the forecast. It is 83 degrees under sunny skies right now. Our forecast, partly cloudy this afternoon, high near 87. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low near 64. Tomorrow, cloudy and humid, showers likely, high near 81. And the outlook for Thursday, partly sunny, high in the mid-80s. 18 before 12 at 102.7, tomorrow's Best Rock Today. Of course, it's been a while since we've had a new band named after a geographical area, a town, a state, a city, whatever. We've got one now. This is Toronto on NEWFM.
Feel the excitement. So shake it up.
Sandy WFM. Always a pleasure to hear from Creedence Clearwater Revival. That is Lodi. John Cougar before that from his latest Hurts So Good, and a new band called Toronto starting things off with Your Daddy Don't Know.
Thousands of fatherless boys need you. This is Stormfield asking you to call Jewish Big Brothers at 582-9100. They help children of all races and religions. That's 582-9100.
Get ready, New York, for Queen. Queen and their very special guest, Billy Squier. Two powerful acts, three awesome nights, July 27th and 28th at Madison Square Garden, and August 9th at Burn Meadowlands Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Madison Square Garden and the Meadowlands Arena box offices. And Ticketron, the power and majesty of Queen. And their very special guest, Billy Squier. Tickets are on sale now at Madison Square Garden and the Meadowlands Arena box offices. And Ticketron. Don't miss Queen and Billy Squier, July 27th and 28th at Madison Square Garden, and August 9th at Burn Meadowlands Arena. A Ron Delsner presentation.
It's a jungle out there, a world where you've got to be strong to survive. But the jungle has a law, survival of the fittest, and nothing fits your style like Sergio Valente jeans. Sergio Valente jeans have the fit that's bold, aggressive, confident, designed to bring out the beauty and the beast in you.
Sergio Valente, survival of the fittest.
In a world that's cluttered with different species of jeans, the name Sergio Valente stands out. You have to have everything working for you when you're out to stalk your prey. So trust your instincts and make your selection. Sergio Valente, survival of the fittest, the natural selection.
And here's a word from Evelyn Wood, Reading Dynamics, the reading skill people. Reading skills are a vitally important part of your school, business, and personal life. So why wait another day in getting the skills that sooner or later become absolutely necessary? Evelyn Wood, Reading Dynamics, is offering its famous free speed reading mini lessons at locations throughout this area. Evelyn Wood is also offering its special intensified 7-day course. This course meets for 7 straight days. Regardless of which course you choose, just by attending a mini lesson, you may improve your reading speed by up to 100%, regardless of how slow or fast you now read. Prove it to yourself tonight and tomorrow night at 8. Go to a free Evelyn Woods speed reading mini lesson in your area, in Paramus at the Garden State Plaza Shopping Center, in White Plains at 171 East Post Road, corner of Mamaroneck Avenue, and in Norwalk at the Holiday Inn, 789 Connecticut Avenue. For more information or a location in your area, call Collect 201-843-5188 or 914-328-0028. And remember, that's tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock for a free speed reading mini lesson. And for some satisfaction, it's NEWFM, of course.
I try. gymnastics. We break wise guys just like matchsticks. What would the loved one say? What would the loved one say? You're not my particular poison. I got nothing against you myself. You could have been a danger to the boys and girls. Now you're a danger to yourself.
WFM, Elvis Costello from his latest and the Loved Ones, Stones, before that Summer of 65, Satisfaction. It is 3 minutes after 12. I promise to be more prompt getting to the noon report in the days ahead, but it all depends upon, I'm sorry about that, Stacey, especially on our first opportunity to work together on a weekday. 3 minutes
yes,
late.
Yes, it takes a while to get back into the swing of things. Yes. Welcome back from vacation, by the way.
Thank you. Just read fast.
Okay, will do. Keep timing me, Evelyn Wood people. Our tax money is being wasted in Washington, and that's the word today from General Accounting Office Controller General Charles Boucher. Boucher testifying before a Senate subcommittee looking into a $4 billion energy research program says the Energy Department is wasting federal funds. The problem lies in management, Boucher says. The Energy Department says we're working on it. Another Senate panel this morning began questioning the chief prosecutor in the Abscam operation about his role in the probe. Thomas Puccio has been a staunch defender of the undercover investigation that used FBI agents disguised as Arab sheikhs to offer bribes to congressmen. And the bipartisan committee wants to find out if the government abused its powers. Seven members of Congress were convicted of Abscam bribery charges. Another investigation underway atop Capitol Hill this morning. The House Ethics Committee has appointed former HEW Secretary Joseph Califano to look into charges of sexual misconduct and drug abuse on the Hill. The probe centers on allegations that some congressmen have used drugs or solicited sex from teenage pages. And word today that the crackdown on draft resistors may be taking on a whole new look.
I'm Bob Madigan from The Source, and there is a feeling in Congress that if you won't give to Uncle Sam won't give to you. In this case, if you're of draft age, all Uncle wants is your signature. So today, New York Republican Congressman Gerald Solomon will introduce an amendment to the Defense Authorization Bill.
It would simply prohibit anyone who is in violation of the Draft Registration Act from receiving any kind of college aids or, you know, loans or grants.
The idea is if you hit them where it hurts, you might get their attention.
Right now, many of the young people, their peers, even their college professors, are advising them to commit a felony, to break the law. And as I said before, this is a strong encouragement for them to obey the law.
Congressman Solomon tells the source he has strong bipartisan support.
In New York today, a federal appeals court judge upheld the conviction of Nassau GOP leader Joseph Margiotta on extortion and mail fraud in connection with insurance kickbacks. Margiotta, one of the most powerful political bosses in the state, was convicted after a second trial last December. No word yet if he plans to appeal further. Former U.S. Senator Jacob Javits is reported in stable condition at Stony Brook Hospital on Long Island. Javits, who's 78, has been suffering suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease for the past 2 years. And finally, word from officials at the federal penitentiary in Lompoc, California, that they've confiscated a letter mailed to inmate D.J. Talbert. Seems that Talbert had sent away for a North Carolina roadmap and a guide to campgrounds. Now, the items made prison officials a bit nervous, and they think that Talbert took the North Carolina summer traveling slogan, "The Great Escape," a bit too seriously. Sports and weather up next.
You're at this party and you want your portable cassette recorder to play on and on and on. What do you do?
Energize my cassette recorder with the Energizer.
Of all leading brands, nothing outlasts the Energizer from EverReady. We took the most commonly used battery sizes, tested their overall performance, and found nothing outlasts the Energizer. Nothing outplays it. Nothing outadds, outflashes, outtapes, outshines, outlasts it. Nothing.
The Energizer. Energize.
Long life.
Energize me.
Mets were off yesterday. They're in St. Louis today. The Yanks are home to the Tigers tonight. Detroit beat New York last night, by the way, 5-3. Another change in the Yankee lineup announced today. It's Phil Rizzuto. Yes, Scooter says this will be his last year as a play-by-play announcer for the Yankees. This morning's New York Post says that Rizzuto was told by the Baseball Pension Committee that he must begin accepting his pension checks. And the Post quotes Rizzuto as saying that there's no point in working as a broadcaster and getting the pension. The government would just take too much of my money. It must be nice. Bob Harris says this afternoon, partly cloudy skies, the high near 87 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, the low about 65. Tomorrow, cloudy and humid, showers likely, the high about 80 degrees. It is 85 degrees outside right now under sunny skies. I'm Stacy Kahn, and a happy anniversary to Pete Fornatel, who has graced the airwaves here at NEWFM for 13 years. That is fantastic.
I don't know if grace is quite the word I have in mind. I have to tell you, Stacy.
Polluted?
Maybe that's better. Okay. That's closer to the reality, I think. I was out of the range of the listening area for most of this just-ended vacation, but I do have to tell you that on every bright, sunny weekday at about 12 noon, as I was lolling about on a raft with a cold Budweiser in my in my right hand.
Plug.
I did think of all of the poor working stiffs who were making their workforce block requests, you see. I really felt in sympathy with them in those moments of,
I'm sure you did,
of great pleasure and relaxation. So in a sense, it's really great to be back in order to share this first workforce block with you, brought to you by Coincidence, the good folks at Anheuser-Busch Brewers of Budweiser. For all you do, this Bud's for you.
This Bud's for you.
This Bud's for you, and this workforce block is for Laurie over at the building office on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Says, "Dear Pete, it is special request time. Being a native of the greatest town on Long Island, that being Huntington, or Cooney Town, if you wish, I would like to welcome home our champ, Jerry Cooney, by playing a workforce block of Queen at 102.7. Huntington is buzzing since Jerry returned, and we are confident that we will be the hometown of the heavyweight champion of the world next year. Many thanks, and keep rocking." Well, now, we already played earlier in the program "We Are the Champions" by Queen, so I wanted to pick something else that would be fitting for a boxer to begin this workforce block at NEWFM.
Thank you. Talk.
Body language. Body language. Body language.
Your duties, oh yeah.
Rest for the
at NEWFM, a workforce block of Queen all over our town today. I hear the line is already forming for that appearance to sign albums and say hello to folks over at the Crazy Eddie store at 57th Street, a workforce block of Queen for the building office on Fifth Avenue in New York City. We'll be back with more after these.
When ordering your 15th anniversary NEWFM t-shirt, be sure to include what size shirt you wear. Otherwise, you might wind up with one like this guy. What's your NEWFM t-shirt like?
It is 137 miles long and 12 feet wide.
Oh, no, that couldn't be right.
But it's warm all year round.
To get your NEWFM t-shirt, write a $6 check or money order payable to United Cerebral Palsy and mail it to 105 Madison Avenue, New York, New York, 10016.
Submitted for your approval, Kathy Walsh, a lady who has just broken free. She now owns a new Fiat Spider 2000 sports car. She now has what you still dream of. With one hand, the convertible top is down. She turns the key. The fuel-injected engine comes alive. She's caught in the Fiat Spider's web of exhilaration. Heads turn as she flashes by. Fiat Spider 2000, designed and built by Pininfarina with competition-tested engineering. Standard or automatic, nothing moves you like a Fiat sports car. Just ahead, your next stop is your Fiat dealer. Fiat Spider 2000. The freedom dimension in driving.
In Ramsey, New Jersey, see Ramsey Auto Imports on Route 17. And in Red Bank, New Jersey, it's Levine Motor Company on Maple Avenue. You'll save hundreds on a Fiat. 1224 and 102.7. Our next workforce block request comes to us from Debbie, Miles, and George at the Transcontinental Media Corporation here in New York City. Says, hi guys, we are a radio syndication company now based in NYC, but as you can see by our masthead, we are from Martha's Vineyard. So how about playing a workforce block of one of our pals and neighbors, James Taylor, on NEWFM.
Smiling face, I have to smile myself because I love you. Yes, I do. And when you give me that pretty little pout, it turns me inside out. There's something about you, baby, I don't know. Isn't it amazing a man like me can feel this way? Tell me how much longer. It will grow stronger every day. Oh, how much longer? I thought I was in love a couple of times before with the girl next door, but that was long before I met you. Now I'm sure that I won't forget you. And I thank my lucky stars that you are who you are, and not just another lovely lady sent down to break my heart. It's amazing a man like me can feel this way. Tell me how much longer. It can grow stronger every day.
This old world starts a getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face. I'll climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.